Hello, is Daniel Gacavaro there?
This is Dan. Who's this?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, to start, does anyone in your
household... Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not right now. I did for years.
Oh, but right now, nobody?
Not right now, no.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
57.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one on the list, we have banning TikTok.
Two.
Thank you. Then we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Five.
And then we have fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Five.
Addressing immigration and border security.
Five.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
Eight.
And then we have protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
Eight.
Then we have protecting voting rights and democracy. I'm sorry, what was that? I think you got off. Seriously, I am going to call you.